Hello?
Hello, is this Stella?
Yes, this is Stella from Metal Puff.
Yes, this is Henka.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. We are scheduled for an interview. How have you been?
Oh, how's it been? I came today at the Nuclear Blast Office to do some interviews. And 2 weeks ago we did a music video, and then a couple of months ago we finished our album.
Video for when you track a video clip.
Yeah.
Cool. And when will be this out?
Sorry?
When this will be out?
I don't know. I think this month, later this month, maybe a couple of weeks.
Very nice. You're about to release your eighth album now. Can you tell me a few words about it? How would you say it compares to your previous albums?
Well, everything was done in the same way as always, so in a way it doesn't differ at all, but it's really hard to say, because being part of the songs for half a year and growing into the songs, you really get to know them so well that you don't really know how they actually sound like outside. But I remember that there were a couple of times when I was really surprised. There's one really, really fast song, and then there's one really, really, really slow song, like slower than we have ever done before. And those are the surprising ones, and nowadays they are my favorite ones as well.
It will be interesting to hear a slow song from you. Really?
Yeah, because well, we have always had a well, lately we have always had one slow song, but this one is like even more slow. I really like it.
Cool. If I'm not mistaken, Jaska has described the new material as dark and a little blackish. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's definitely many of the songs have like really dark and black metal vibes going on in them. So yeah, I agree. It's not for all of the songs. It's some of the songs. Yeah.
Yeah, I found it really funny to say, he said something like, you were waiting for Alexi to turn up in Corpse Paint.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, some of the songs, like yeah, like the title track, Halo of Blood, is quite fast and quite, yeah, it sounds like it's like old Norwegian black metal a little bit, and then we're just laughing at, maybe one day, next day Alexi will come with a corpse paint. But he didn't.
I had only the chance to listen to a few riffs of yours in the trailers you release on YouTube, but from the little I heard, I think it goes back a bit to Hatebreeder.
Really? Okay. I've heard the same. I've heard a couple of times from a couple of people the same, but I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
Well, we'll wait to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've heard that many people like Hatebreeder albums, so I guess it's a good thing. So.
I have to ask you. I read that in Halo of Blood will be featuring a guest appearance of Jesse Waters. Can you tell me a bit about this?
Yeah, he did one solo for the album. I think Alex played in one of his records earlier, so then they were just joking that he had to play at one point for ours as well, and this time then he did it. He played a solo for one track. I haven't heard it. I haven't heard the solo yet.
Another thing. So, for many years you've been with Spinefarm Records, and last June you signed with Nuclear Blast, which is one of the biggest metal labels. How is that going for you?
It's going really well so far. We started, our early first three albums were licensed to Nuclear Blast, so we've been working with these guys before, and this is how everything started. That's how we got into Europe and so on. So we know these guys, and then now that our record deal with Universal was over, we just checked our options, and then we found out that Nuclear Blast is the best for us. And yeah, so far even the album is not even out yet, but we're already very happy with the guys, so
mm-hmm.
looking forward to get the whole thing going on.
That's really cool.
Yeah, very, very, very nice.
And I would like you to tell me a few things about the artwork, really, because the truth is that I was waiting for a long time for a white cover.
Huh?
We had all the colors, so I was waiting for a white one.
Yeah, here we go. I've been waiting for the white one as well, and finally we managed to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to this Sami Saramaki, who has done our Follow the Reaper, Hey Kudenser, and Are You Dead Yet covers, and it was easy to work with him. He does what we want, and he's easy to cooperate with, and he's in Helsinki. So we managed to get the cover just we wanted, and it looks really good. I'm really happy, and I'm really happy that a lot of people like it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice. I like it looks like snowy, like a lake, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like a lake bottom in the winter time.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year you had your 15th anniversary and you did the same tour. I would like to ask you, looking back at your career, what do you think stands out more?
Looking back at your career, what?
Looking back at your 15 years and Children of Bodom, what do you think stand out the most in the band?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's of course it's easy to spot things like, you know, tours with Slayer, for example. That's one of the biggest dreams for
mm-hmm.
every metal musician, I guess. And we did a couple of times headlining back in open air, which is also amazing. And, you know, of course, these things are the things that, you know, sticks out from the rest of the stuff. But I don't know, I'm just very happy to, you know, to be able to do it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing, almost at the same lineup to do it still, too. So.
Yes, and that was my next question, actually, because you've been in Children of Bodom since the start.
Yeah.
How do you feel that the band and your life have changed in all this time?
Well, my life has been always well. I was 14 when I joined the band, so
14?
It is quite much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it has it has affected my life a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how to imagine like how life would be without the band. So I've been growing with the band all the time.
Yeah, I understand.
And but how the band has changed, I don't know. Maybe I mean everything is just more organized, I would say. Now that you know there's big labels and there's a lot of business behind, so we have to think a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily we have been. We're very happy that we don't have to. We can still make the music as we wanted to, and nobody's giving us orders with how to make the music.
Mm-hmm.
We just make the music as we have always done, like we did 15 years ago. So maybe the only mm-hmm. only exception is that we have more schedules. That's the biggest difference when it compares to back in the day.
I see. Well, last year you also participated for the first time in 70,000 Tons of Metal. Can you tell me your impressions of that cruise, metal cruise?
I think it was fun. It's 4 days and maybe like 20 bands or, I don't know, maybe more. Maybe 3 or 4 stages.
Mm-hmm.
And every band plays twice and they, yeah, different stages.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of bands from Finland, so there was lots of friends there. And, I don't know. I like Simon. I like the Caribbean weather, so it was really nice just to hang out there and go see other bands, hang out with friends, and then play a show every second day. And
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of fun.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again. Yeah.
Cool. So. As far as the touring is concerned, these recent years, you are going through a very good period in your career. and you've been in many places. You participated in huge summer festivals. But what do you prefer, the festivals or smaller clubs?
Well, of course, both of them are good sites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if I would have to choose, I would go for the small shows, because I just love the intense feeling and the, you know, sweaty atmosphere. The,
mm-hmm.
You know, people are closer to you, and you can see the faces, and it's more interaction with the fans, I would say.
Yeah, that's
so nice. I would choose the small ones, but then you know, festivals are cool. There's a lot of people. You usually meet a lot of other bands too, so you can like hang out with friends.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, if you had the chance to play with any band, which band would you choose?
Metallica.
Metallica?
Yeah, why not?
Well, sure, why not? They're one of the biggest metal bands.
Yeah, they're a good line nowadays too. I saw them last summer. It's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Let's jump to another issue now. Last summer, you released a photo book, which was a real candy for your fans. How did you come up with this idea?
Sorry, did you release what?
For the photo book you released.
The photo book.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had this photographer with us for some time, and then we just talk with him that we should maybe do a photo book one day, and then he kept coming on our tours for a couple of years. Maybe, I think it was already 5 years, and then we just decided to maybe we could do it. And I think photo books are always cool, you know. And well, of course they had to be done in a nice way. And yeah, last year we finally made it in like real book, and
mm-hmm.
Now it's still out, and it's still out for sale. And you should, everybody who doesn't have it, just check it from hateful.com.
Mm-hmm. And about the mobile backstage, how did you organize that, this application?
Our management just approached us that there's this new application that's kind of like a fan community, and then we decided to go for it. Yeah. It's quite easy. It's in your mobile phone, so it's quite easy to handle. And it's been fun. Sometimes when we're not in tour or we're doing anything, it's tricky to update anything. But always when on tour and when the stuff starts to happen, it's easier to update stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now lately I've been putting these interviews in there, which has been really popular, I guess.
The interviews are always popular.
Yeah.
Do you believe that this is the future of interacting with the fans, instead of the old message boards and the newsletter?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the future, but it's definitely part of the future. But this is now the mobile backstage quite easy because there's not so many people, so it's easy to interact. And it's, in a way, it is a message board. It's just an application form. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I like these things, and I think there should be more of them.
Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, you are in charge of updating the mobile backstage, or someone else?
I'm not in charge of, but I've been active there, yeah. I
mm-hmm.
hope the delegates would do also.
Mm-hmm. So, a little bit about the covers. You do crazy covers.
Yeah.
One of my personal favorites is Creedence Clearwater Revival. You did. Looking
That's my favorite.
At, yeah, that's crazy. How do you choose them?
It's hard to choose them. Everybody just brings some ideas here and there, and then we try to figure out what's the least difficult to do, or what are possible to do.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's very difficult. We never have enough of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered to do a cover that the fans maybe proposed?
We actually did this time. We did for the Japanese Burn magazine. They the readers of the magazine get to vote which track we should do for the Japanese edition. And yeah, and then we did.
Which song was it?
It's the Loudness song, Crazy Nights.
So, if I'm not mistaken, you studied political science in the University of Helsinki?
Yeah, political history. Political history, yeah. I graduated last summer.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank
was
you.
Was it difficult for you to combine the band and the studies?
Not really. Well, of course, it took more time for me to graduate from them than the other people, but I didn't see it as a problem. It was more like a hobby, and it was a nice balance for touring life.
I figure. Well, and now that you are about to release Halo of Blood, I guess that some tour is in order. What are your next plans?
Next plans are doing lots of interviews this week, and then we go. We start in June to festivals, and then we go to the States to do this Mayhem Fest tour, and then we come back to Europe, and we're going to do a full headline European tour in October, November.
Will we have the chance to see you in Greece?
I think there is a show in Athens.
Really?
And maybe there might be even a second show, but I'm not sure. You have to wait and see.
I've been in the one we did in 2011, and it was crazy.
Okay, yeah, I remember it was really crazy. So I hope it's going to be the same.
I hope to. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Do you have anything to say to your fans in Greece and the readers of Metal Pass?
Like you said, the show was crazy last time, so I'm really, really looking forward to come to your country again, because it's always been, we've been there maybe for 4 times now, and it's always been crazy, so no matter the financial crisis, but I think we're coming anyway.
We will manage.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice time.
See you in Athens.
Bye-bye. Yep. See you in Athens.
Bye. Bye.